It was 19 seconds into round 14 on November 13th, 1982, when lightweight champion Ray Mancini landed a ferocious right jab that threw challenger known then as Duk-Koo Kim from South Korea across the ring, where he landed flat on his back. As Mancini remembers it, Kim was a fighter with a ghoulish death wish, not his own.
Kim built a coffin, and he put it next to his bed, and he told his people, either Mancini's coming home in that or I'm going home in that.
Ray Mancini speaking with our friends at Retro Report. Mancini won that match, but Mancini's right jab in the 14th was a killer. Kim Duk-Koo, as he's known today, died just a few days after the fight was stopped.
I was stunned. I was like in a dream world, you know, from the highest of the highest to hit the lowest of the lows.
This week's Retro Report looks at the rise and fall of boxing, lessons for other big-time sports, and how Ray Mancini's punch knocked network TV boxing matches right out of the ring. Matt Spoehler is a producer with Retro Report.
The context of this fight was also important in why it stands out. I mean, by the 80s, we sort of had a golden age of boxing on network television. There had been fits and starts in the 60s. There was also a couple deaths in the ring that made networks leery about it. And then in the 70s, you had controversy about fixed fights. And so by the 80s, it feels like, you know, boxing has sort of established a foothold in sort of the mainstream culture on network television. And Ray Mancini specifically is just the perfect star for that moment. This all-American, nice kid. And also that fight is just a great fight. I mean, really, if you love boxing, that fight is a fantastic fight, you know, until the 14th round when this moment happens.
And Americans didn't much know about or care about the challengers, per se. I mean, he was called Duk-Koo Kim, which is actually a perversion of traditionally how his name would have been sounded. I mean, today we wouldn't have focused on him in the same way. We wouldn't even have used the same name.
Correct. I mean, I think there was certainly a sort of I'm not gonna say there was an otherness, but there was something about him fighting Duk-Koo Kim in that moment, because Duk-Koo Kim was not known to anyone, really, to fight fans, to the producers putting on the fight. Actually, they had to find tape of him. It turns out he was actually a really, really good fighter, but this was someone that was unknown, and it added a certain element to that fight.
The AMA Journal says that boxing is an obscenity that should not be sanctioned by any civilized society.
The purpose of the boxing match is for one person to injure his or her opponent. Now, when one knocks somebody out, one damages the brain. One tears brain cells.
This became a medical scandal that began the decline of boxing as sport and an understanding of boxing as a kind of barbaric activity that is inconsistent with sport. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the report, the American Medical Association added sort of a newsworthiness to concerns about boxing. I mean, there had always been an understanding that boxing was a brutal sport. People for years referred to former boxers as being punch drunk because they were suffering from, you know, early onset dementia. But the fact that you had three rounds of editorials that allowed network television to take it and put it in the homes of Americans, I think really added a certain heft that it hadn't had before. And also the American Academy of Pediatrics also took a stand against it, which allowed pediatricians across country to tell, you know, parents, you know, you shouldn't allow your child to box.
Matt Spoehler is a producer for Retro Report. Pediatricians saying some of the same kinds of things to young would-be football players. We'll see if the scene of Duk-Koo Kim's death in network television could ever be repeated by the NFL. Matt, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Want more information about the stories you hear on The Takeaway? Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. You can also check out the latest John Hockenberry blog post and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org.